How can a harmonious and corpulent body improve your well-being? One of the most respected scientists in the world has recently developed a theory according to which harmonious and vital people are a lot happier than thin ones. Women will also be pleased to learn some ways to keep their skin silky, healthy, and cellulite-free in today's podcast. Next, we begin a series of introductory articles about yantras. A yantra is a geometric design acting as a highly efficient tool for contemplation, concentration, and meditation. Today's meditation is upon the state of generosity. Amaris, Tiger Lily, and Valentino will be your yogi guides for today. Extra weight and harmonious body fulfillment make your sexual life better. One of the most respected scientists in the world has recently developed a theory which claims that harmonious, vital people are a lot happier than thin people. James Watson is a genetic scientist, a Nobel Prize laureate, one of the scientists who participated in discovering the spiral curved DNA structure. He strongly believes that women, harmonious and full, more vital with some extra weight, have more intense and a better sexual life than thin women do. Watson successfully conducted the Human Genome Project, has orientated his interests in the controversial science of the human image. He has recently stated in a conference in London University College that his research had already suggested that extra weight and harmonious body fulfillment have certain biological effects upon the woman's body. They make them have a more malleable and harmonious character, and it makes them more sexually, erotically endowed. Body thinness and weakness have never been associated with sexuality, says Watson, who is now over 72. Posh Spice and Calista Flockhart, a TV star, can look very smiling in front of the cameras, he says, but yet behind all this shining exterior, there are, in fact, a couple of weak and unhappy souls. His studies concerning body chemistry led him to the conclusion that in a woman's case, extra weight and a harmoniously shaped body leads to the increase of the number of endorphins. It generates a natural way of increasing somebody's disposition and even a considerable improvement of mood. The number of sexual hormones that stimulate and amplify sexual desire increases. On the other hand, in both thin men and thin women, there is an opposite effect. The brain receives less endorphins. In this direction, Watson's theory is valid for both men and women. His explanation is that, in the past, the human being had spent a lot of time of his life looking for food. The reward for his hard work was food, and it led to a harmonious body fulfillment and determined extra weight. That's why, if we are too thin, it seems that unconsciously and constantly we are waiting for the next meal. Watson draws the conclusion that the thin man or woman is unhappy almost all of the time. People who are very satisfied, or those who have harmonious, full bodies. That is one of the reasons that thin people get hired a lot more often, because they are generally unhappy, and they will work harder in a consequence. The ones who are harmoniously developed are a lot more happy, affable, yet they have less success in their careers. On the other hand, it looks like thin people are often led to act in need to find the happiness that they do not have. That is why thin people can obtain material success easier, but as a compensation to the inferior levels. Kate Moss, a famous model, is probably considered as one of the most famous people in the world, and yet she looks, in her face and her body, as a very sad person. As a matter of fact, does anybody know a happy model? Watson asks rhetorically, why would there be such a strong relation between those people and drugs? I think that it is possible in her case not to be a bad person who is very weak in terms of morality, but a person who is physically weak, who wants to find happiness with the help of drugs, or even uses the drugs to help her to stay slim. Watson's interest in this domain is purely scientific, and now he has reached his latest obsession. He found it when he got into a cab in New York. The cab driver informed him of the existence of a scientist from Arizona who wanted to create a medicine and who injected himself with a hormone that caused him to have an 8.5-hour-long continuous erection. That hormone was called MSH, the hypophyser melanotrope hormone. The yogis know that the hypophysis is a strong connection with Ajna chakra, and it is correlated with the sexual desire or lust, and also with sunlight. MSH is a hormone that made me yawn before finding about these things, said Watson. But once he has got interest in it, he started researching some very careful things about this hormone, and thus he discovered that MSH was connected to another two chemical components of the human body, the endorphins, which provoke pleasure states and good moods, and the second one is leptin. It has been certified that the MSH is being influenced by the leptin and that it is in strong connection to lust. The more we are bodily fulfilled, full-shaped, the more leptin we have, and thus the more MHS we can have, says Watson. My opinion is that our interior state is being controlled in a large part by endorphins. There is no doubt that we have more endorphins as we are more bodily fulfilled. That is why nobody has ever presented Santa Claus as a thin man, because thin people are sometimes anemic and unhappy. Because MSH is also strongly influenced by sunlight, we might say that our mood depends on exposing our naked bodies to the sun. People with intense sexual activity are vital, harmonious, with well, full-shaped bodies. People who expose themselves to the sun completely naked, he says. I am looking at the couples who have harmonious full bodies in a different light now. He also says, on the contrary, when I see a couple of thin people, I am pretty sure that they have problems. That is why Watson recommends to women who are harmoniously vital, not overweight, to find lovers of the same size, as far as vital and sexual energy are concerned, in order to have a happy and satisfying life. It is important for women to understand that they don't have to become fat, but to have full, normal, harmonious bodies. This is a preliminary condition to reaching an orgasm.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Silky skin. The skin of our body is not as fragile as our complexion because clothes protect it. However, this doesn't mean that we should not take care of it. In addition, our skin exfoliates, it loses its elasticity, it stains, and so on. In other words, it gets old. Here are a few tips for what you can do in order to maintain its beauty. Clean your body correctly. You can do this with gel, soap, or exfoliating cream. Shower gel and soap are good for you if they do not contain detergents. Some of them even contain body milk, and they feed and protect your skin at the same time. Thus, the skin doesn't lose too much of its natural oils, and it doesn't get irritated. The exfoliating treatment has the same aim as in the case of complexion treatment: to remove dead cells, activate blood flow, and increase the power of penetration of the products applied afterwards. There are two types of body exfoliation products: exfoliating shower gel, that can be used daily because it is gentler than the common shower gel, and the creamy shower gel. The latter is stronger, so it should be used only once or twice a week. It can be applied directly on dry skin of the knees, elbows, and heels, and on the wet skin of the rest of your body. Fight against cellulite. Anti-cellulite products stretch your skin, tone it, and eliminate water from the tissues. For many women, cellulite is a huge problem. You can cure it by using specific products mixed with different treatments. These products are gels or creams. Gels get into the skin a lot easier, and they refresh it and make it sleeker. Because creams are richer in oils, they penetrate the skin through massage, and they act especially upon the blood flow. Draining creams are indicated if you retain water or have blood flow problems. Gels allow a lighter massage for those who are in a hurry or who do not retain water. Avoid the products that contain alcohol because they dry the skin out. Use toning products. Their role is to maintain the elasticity of the skin. Age is not the only very important factor, but also weight fluctuations and pregnancy. You can manage to keep in shape for a long time by exercising and by toning up your skin using specific products. Treat stretch marks. They are small scars due to the lack of skin elasticity. During puberty, the skin ruptures in certain areas. The same thing can happen because of weight changes or during pregnancy. With the help of some special products, red stretch marks can disappear if they're recent and have not yet scarred. If you start a diet, we advise you to also use a toning cream that will stop stretch marks from appearing if used 3 times a day. Use this treatment for 2 months, twice a year. The sensitive areas are the thighs, buttocks, breasts, and the axilla, the inner parts of your arms. During pregnancy, use such a product for massage twice a day, starting with the 3rd month, until you regain your normal weight. Products against stretch marks are gels, creams, and oils. Creams and oils are a lot more nourishing than gels, but the latter make the skin sleeker. How do you maintain the skin of your breasts elastic? The skin of the breasts loses its firmness because it is very sensitive. The breasts tend to sag even more because of sudden weight changes or during pregnancy. Moreover, they do not contain any muscles, and so the skin is their only support. That is why it is very important to use bust products. What are they? Bust milk has the role of feeding and strengthening the skin, and it is used for 2 months, twice a year, and during pregnancy, when you should use it twice a day, starting with the 3rd month. Gels and serums are less nourishing, but their action is very toning. They should be used twice a day for 3 months, when the breasts are visibly fallen, and twice a day for 2 months after pregnancy. How do we use them? Massage the skin circularly, starting from the base of the breasts and going up to the neckline. Afterwards, tap the tissue lightly through motions that go up by using your fingertips. What should you avoid in order to prevent the skin from sagging? Stay out of very hot baths. Finish showers with a jet of cold water. And avoid very sudden weight changes. Also, always wear a sports bra when you're exercising. Massage your body with essential oils. In ancient times, massage was used not only as something that brings pleasure and happiness, but also as an efficient method of preventing and even healing different diseases. Therefore, we can say that the massage acts upon the skin directly through the strokes and the essential oils, and indirectly by curing your health problems that very often diminish the beauty of your skin. Our skin is a mirror of our internal health. The choice of the right oil determines the cure of your internal problem and the improvement of the condition of your skin. And many skin problems have aromatic solutions. Therefore, take time to go to a massage salon at least once a month. Use olive oil or sunflower oil or jojoba oil as base oil mixed with lemon essential oil, which is the most efficient essential oil in combating cellulite. When the skin is congested, the first step on the road to recovery is an aromatic bath, as essential oils have the ability to decongest the tissues and help the body eliminate toxins. Essence of lavender, bergamot, and geranium are powerful antiseptic agents and at the same time act gently on the skin. These should be used for massaging affected body parts. Moreover, it is important to note that rose has always been one of the most beneficial essences for a woman's skin. Become a vegetarian. All the above mentioned methods are almost useless if you do not accompany them with a special diet. You cannot have a shiny and soft skin if your daily food contains a high proportion of animal fats. Therefore, we recommend that you eat more salads, vegetables, fruits, and drink natural juices. If you want to have bright skin, change your daily meal, choose a vegetarian diet, and you will see the results for yourself in a short time. Practice Hatha Yoga. From the esoteric point of view, the skin is connected with the subtle center of force of the heart, Anahata Chakra. It means that a good activation of the center has, as a consequence, bright and beautiful skin. That is why loving people generally have a shiny and soft skin. You can activate Anahata Chakra by practicing special yoga techniques. We have already presented two of them in our Tantric Yoga section, Bhujangasana and Yoga Mudra. Practice each of the asanas daily for at least 7 minutes and you will notice their beneficial effects not only on your skin but also on your entire being.
This is Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Valentino. Introduction to Yantras. Part 1. What is a yantra? Yantra literally means support and instrument. A yantra is a geometric design acting as a highly efficient tool for contemplation, concentration, and meditation. Yantras carry great spiritual significance. They each have specific meanings that pertain to higher levels of consciousness. A yantra provides a focal point that acts as a window into the absolute. When the mind is concentrated on a single simple object like a yantra, the constant mental chatter comes to a sudden halt. Eventually, the object will no longer be needed when the mind can remain empty and silent without help. In the most advanced phases, it is actually possible to attain union with God by visualizing the specific geometric design that belongs to a yantra. A yantra is a lot like a microcosmic picture of the macrocosmos. It is a focal point, an outer and inner doorway. Yantras are often focused on a specific deity, and so, by tuning into the different yantras, you can tap into certain deities or creative centers of force in the universe. Yantras are usually designed so that the eye is guided towards the center, and they are often very symmetrical. They can be drawn on paper, wood, metal, earth, or they can be three-dimensional. The most celebrated yantra in India is the Sri Yantra, the yantra of Tripura Sundari. It is a symbol of the entire cosmos that serves to remind the practitioner of the fact that there is no difference between the subject and the object. How do yantras work? Basically, yantras work using something called shape energy or form energy. The idea is that every shape emits a very specific frequency and energy pattern. Examples from ancient times regarding shape energy are found in the yantras and mandalas of Eastern philosophies. The Star of David, the five-pointed star known as a pentagon, the Christian cross, the pyramids, and so on. Certain powers are attributed to the various shapes. Some have evil or negative energies, and some have good or positive energies. But in Yantra Yoga, only benefic and harmonious energies are used. When one focuses on a yantra, his mind is automatically tuned in, by resonance, into the specific form energy of that yantra. The process of resonance is then maintained and amplified. The yantra acts only as a tune-in mechanism or a doorway. The subtle energy does not come from the yantra itself, but from the macrocosmos. In other words, yantras are the secret keys that help establish resonance with the benefic energies of the macrocosmos. Very often, yantras can put us in touch with extremely elevated energies and entities, thus offering invaluable help on our spiritual path. Yantras are almost unknown in the West. At this moment, there is little known about yantras in the Western world. Many people consider them to be pretty pictures, and some artists even claim to be able to draw yantras from their imagination. They are very far from the true meaning and use of yantras. First of all, yantras cannot simply be invented by using your imagination. Every specific mood and emotion has a specific type of form energy and shape associated with it. This unequivocally determines the form of the yantra associated to that mood. Traditional yantras were discovered through revelation and by clairvoyance, not invented. One needs to be a true spiritual master, a tantric guru, to be able to reveal a new yantra to the world. Even if you search the internet and various libraries, you will find very little consistent knowledge about yantras. Some people even place yantras upside down as a monument to their ignorance. You cannot place a yantra any way you please. Almost everyone knows that when the cross is held upside down, it is no longer a benefic symbol. Therefore, a yantra placed upside down is no longer the same yantra.
Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of generosity. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: the state of generosity. Let us begin.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.